On ABC Radio Hobart and Tasmania, you're with Tony Briscoe for the Tasmanian Country Hour.
Farmers around the state have been urged to put pen to paper and apply for grants to control weeds on their property as the Weed Action Fund gets underway. The state government has set aside $5 million over the next 5 years to help primary producers fight the weeds, and applications for grants in the first stage of the program are now being taken. Vigneron Matt Pooley will apply and says the Weed Action Fund highlights the problems farmers have with weeds.
Oh look, I think it's a great initiative. Certainly as a group of growers in the region, it's a positive step forward. It's doesn't just then fall on an individual or an individual landowner to try to control their own weeds. It's a whole district approach or regional approach depending upon the severity of the weed. So yeah, no, it's awesome, really good.
What sort of weed problems do you have here at the vineyard?
We always are facing encroaching weeds such as African boxthorn. There's always the movement of and concerns of serrated tussock, certainly in a region like this, and obviously of recent times the Chilean needlegrass is certainly flared up, not so much in the vineyard but certainly in the district, and we're sort of in the process of identifying the areas, the hotspots, and then setting out a control program which will really help us get on top of.
What sort of program do you do to control the weeds that you've got?
We focus on a bit of a yearly type thing. We focus on an area and usually hit it pretty hard, whether it's through a grazing regime just by heavy stocking or mowing, and or then if they're more woodier weeds, we look at using spot spraying methods to help control.
I suppose you don't like using chemicals too much. What are your thoughts on the Roundup debate at the moment?
My view is that it's still currently registered here in Australia. I think we use it sparingly in our normal vineyard program, of which we will do a late winter spray and then just perhaps keep one up our sleeve for an early winter spray as well. But look, I think we take utmost precaution with handling it ourselves and staff. There is a concern obviously with the carcinogenic side of things, but I think with the application in the vineyard, it's so much further from the actual food source. It's very, 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 very minimal. So, yeah, I think certainly in Europe where they harden up crops earlier prior to harvest, they'll actually use Roundup to do that, which is putting it directly in the food chain, which is obviously, you know, a lot more of a concern than where we use it here in Australia. I mean, it's such a great product. It's been so reliable in the past, but the side effects are really starting to, you know, making everybody a lot more aware of it, Tony, and think about, you know, where it's being applied.
Now, with this first round of grants, $140,000 for the next 12 months, a $5,000 maximum for each farm, $1,000 minimum. Is that enough?
With a strategic plan, I think we can certainly make it stretch. No, it's not really, but look, I think we're very grateful to have some assistance for starters. I mean, we've worked closely in the past with Landcare, and they've been quite helpful, but with this more strategic plan, I think it'll be a lot better.
Matthew Pooley from Pooley Wines at Richmond, our guest on the Country Hour. Matt, what's happening in the vineyard at the moment?
We're in the middle of pruning, so we're about halfway through it, which is really good. We're also doing a few canopy renovations, so a few little things that we wanted to try to help clean up our fruit, to help expose it more to sunlight, and obviously keep it disease-free. So, yeah, there's a few little things we're tweaking, which is exciting.
How would you describe the latest vintage?
Certainly, we're down a little bit on last year, but last year was quite a big year. We're probably more where we want to sit volume-wise in a per-hectare basis. The quality, I think, we've focused on quite a bit of canopy manipulation through the growing season so that we optimised the growth that we had and also didn't overload the vines with extensive fruit. So we did a lot of fruit thinning. And I think we've really, maintained that quality, which, you know, we were always striving we've got to maintain. So, it's awesome. Been great vintage.
How tough a job is that, the thinning of the fruit, getting rid of potential more bottles of wine and knowing how much to get rid of?
Yes, it's come through time, and also the maturity of the vine too determine that. Younger vines, obviously, we don't load up and don't carry such a high crop as maybe a 12 to 15 year old vine, which usually can sort of carry around about 2 to 2.5 kilos per vine. But it's a heartbreaking thing being involved in agriculture, knowing how tough the environment is that we've got to produce in. To walk down a row and see bunches of fruit on the ground is very, very hard. And we continually have debates within the business on, you know, where's that threshold? Can we just, you know, go for a little bit more fruit? But, you know, we're focused on quality, and quantity is not the issue. So we really, you know, it is a big cost to us as a level of trying to maintain that. The labour and component of it is quite high, and it's obviously one of the things with vineyards that we've got to keep on top of. So this is where our canopy manipulation and some of the trellis work that we're doing now will hopefully, you know, alleviate a lot more hands-on stuff.
Now, I'm assuming you've been watching with interest the winemaking Tasmania situation. What are your thoughts?
We need an operation like Winemaking Tassie in the state, with the projections of further plantings going on, you know, over the next 4 to 6 years. I think we can't afford to lose an operation such as that. They've been a pivotal part of helping Tasmania grow. And I give total respect to the board and to the management side of things there, because it really allowed Tasmania to grow and encourage other people to plant. So putting in position a call for an administrator was a great thing. I think they realised things were getting tough and they needed extra help to do it. And, you know, that takes a lot to realise, you know, we've got to trade out of this. And I think for them to trade out of it will be great kudos if they can get through. We moved away. We were using them at one stage and we moved away, set up our own operation. And you do always look over the fence to see what other people are doing. But, look, there's I think it's for positive reason that they get through this tough time.
Apuli is one of the potential purchasers.
No. Look, we're consolidating at the moment, Tony. We've got our own things we're dealing with expansion, more planting in the vineyard. The winery for ourselves is continually going through small changes and growing and accommodating that sort of thing. So, no, look, they're for the bigger boys.
That's when you're on Matt Pooley talking about Winemaking Tasmania and the Weed Action Fund. You can apply for the first stage of the grants by going to the DePipWee home page.